In an earlier session, we heard Mr. Silva talk about some of his research and how he demonstrated scientifically that we can remotely view other people's thoughts and their intentions. In this session, he gives some practical examples, real-life examples, of using remote viewing, remote influencing, and mental projection. You can learn to go beyond the ability to remotely view the appearance of things. You can learn how to use mental projection to actually project your mind into things and detect information that you can use to correct problems. Now let's listen as Mr. Silva tells a story about a young girl who projected her mind into the head of a young boy who had been injured and detected problems that the doctors were unaware of, and then remotely influenced the doctors to go back and correct the problem.
In research, we had, for instance, director of mind child welfare here in Laredo, is a psychologist, Richard Floyd is his name. Why he became interested in our work is because we knew each other, we were friends, and on one Halloween night, Isabel is in our office, and Halloween night, children are around the streets all over the place, and a car hit a little girl, and she's hurt, bleeding, and fainted, and Isabel, as a nurse, ran out and picked her up and took her to the hospital, from our main office, about six blocks from there. But once she got there, Mr. Floyd was there because another car had hurt his 9-year-old boy, skull fracture, and was in emergency surgery right now. So when Isabel got there, Richard saw her. Isabel, please, you please work on my boy. And she went to her lever. And she's telling Floyd what's wrong. He has a skull fracture in the back, he says. And you know, they think they're cleaning him up and treating him, the injuries and so on, but they're not looking inside. There's a little table that holds the brain, she says, and it's off because of the blow. And if they don't straighten that, he's going to lose his sight, he says. So what do we do? Let me see if I can influence the doctors to look in there, not to let him go like this. So story ended. Floyd wants to talk to the surgeons about what they did. And sure enough, the surgeon said, they thought they had finished the whole thing, but then one of them started thinking, you know, we did really, because they actually pulled the bone to become level with the skull, you see, it was pushed in, and pulled the bone out to be level with the skull, and then healed it or treated it, whatever. But then you see that this fracture of bone pushing in had thrown out of shape the little table that holds the brain, the occipital area, and if that pressure would have been there, he would have lost his sight, see. And he said, sure, and something got into me that we drilled a hole and saw the guy in there and straightened out whatever it is, and then could be his job. He said, this Floyd. It was exactly like he said had told him. So somehow she did influence the surgeon to go and do this. And since then, Mr. Floyd became one of our associates to help her research. Yeah.